Hello, everybody, and welcome to Call One of the Aligned Female Entrepreneur. I am so excited to get started with you guys, and I'm just seeing everybody is entering the call now. Hey, Olivia. Hey, Susan. Hey, Amanda. Hey, Sherry. Awesome. Yay! So we're all starting to arrive. I want to just make sure, first of all, that everybody can hear me okay. Okay, so before we begin, if you are on your computer, you're going to see a live chat box, and I'll ask you to enter your name, and then you can start to chat. So if you can hear me, go ahead and enter your name, send me a little hello, I can hear you, what's up, smiley face, anything just so I know that you're there and everything's working smoothly for you. And if you're calling in on your phone, I want you to press star 2, okay? So this isn't optional. I want everybody to do this. Great. I see everybody starting to raise their hand. So press star 2 if you're on the phone, just so I know that you can hear me. Okay. Yeah. So what that does when you press star 2 is it raises your hand. It lets me know that you can hear me, that you're we're all on the same page. And the live chat is a place where you can put any of your questions. Hey, guys. Hey, Susan. Hey, Jocelyn. Thank you. This is perfect. Okay. Yeah. So at any point during our training call, if you have a question or something is really unclear or you'd like to add some insight, you can either do that on your computer through live chat or you can press star 2 and we'll create some space to answer your questions. All right. So I'm just going to lower all your hands. And if you guys are like, wait, I'm not really sure how this is working, don't worry, okay? Again, if you're on the phone, star 2, good. I'm seeing some of you guys are figuring this out. And we are good. All right. So let's begin. I'd like you to just close your eyes here and settle in. You have arrived. And I know for some of you, it took some effort to get here. Not just today, getting in front of your computer and making the space, but really creating the confidence and making a decision and a commitment to yourself. So just take a few deep breaths and acknowledge yourself for getting here. For showing up to do the work that you're feeling called to do. And then just keeping your eyes closed, I want you to step into this vision that you have for yourself, for your business, for your life. I want you to see yourself 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, whatever feels right for you, where it's all worked out. That you have what you want. The changes that you've made have worked. Where you are earning and serving and living at the level that you feel called to rise to. And I want you to imagine just how you feel in your life. Feel that energy and inspiration, that feeling of just wanting to get out of bed in the morning and do your work. When you imagine looking at your bank account or your PayPal balance and seeing that number rise and rise and rise, knowing that this is a reflection of your impact in the world. And I want you to see yourself in your work. And it's okay if it's a little unclear right now. And it's okay if you can't even picture anything, right? This is enough to just set the tone, to move in that direction. But if you could picture yourself and in your work, what does that feel like? Notice who you have had to become in order to make this inevitable. What have you learned? What have you let go of? And just notice any other details that come up for you. Maybe notice what you're wearing or how you are having your hair that day or the people you surround yourself with. Notice what's possible for you, even if it feels like a stretch. Good. And now notice that this gets to be easy, that this gets to be fun. And notice how it's just right there waiting for you. You just need to step out and grab it. Good. So take another really deep breath in and out. And then slowly dropping your chin to your chest, giving your head a little shake, and slowly opening your eyes. Now take a moment to just jot down a few words that really capture how you're feeling in that vision. Or some pieces that you noticed that really stuck out to you. And then take a moment to just jot down a few words about how you want to feel as you move through this program. How might you do this differently this time? For some of you, you've done some courses or you've read some books or you've been in business for a little while, but things don't feel quite right. They feel a little off. So how would you like them to feel? Who would you like to be? How would you like to show up this time? And for those of you who are like, oh my God, I'm about to embark on this thing and I don't really even know where to begin and I'm not sure what I'm doing, maybe you can just jot down a couple words about that that's okay. Or maybe you get to have fun with this and it doesn't have to be really hard or complicated and trust that you made a really smart decision by creating the space for yourself to ensure your success. I know a lot of you have other jobs and you have families that you're taking care of and you have things to do, right? And so I really want to acknowledge you for taking the time to make this space for yourself to build your dream. Right now, you are doing what most people on this planet never have the chance to do. You are in the top 80% of women who have the ability and the freedom to dream. And they have the resources and the commitment and the ability to see it through. And you've taken this capability and now you're funneling that energy into action to create work that's not only going to impact your life, help you make more money, help you create more freedom, but it's going to help other people around you too, because you're going to be different in your family and you're going to be different in your community, because you're going to take a stand for something in your work and you're going to do this differently than anything you've ever done before. So don't take your commitment to this program lightly. This is not a willy-nilly thing where you drop in, you drop out, you signed up, you paid the money, you let it get on the shelf and gather dust, and you kind of went on to the next thing. This is not how we're going to do it here. I do not take your investment and your commitment in this program lightly. And so I don't want you to take it lightly either. Over the next 12 weeks, you're going to learn everything you need to know to create revenue streams and learn to love marketing and gain the confidence to put yourself out there. And you're going to learn so much about yourself in this process. And I really, really want that for you because you are the most critical part of your business. So here's what happens. Typically, when we don't put you in your business and it's all about making money and doing the thing and using that old thinking that I have to do it all and figure it all out and just do whatever I can to make money, then if you create this for your work in the world, it's just going to feel like another job, right? You're going to be like, oh my God, now I have my own job, but it stresses me out just as much as my past job. And we don't want that for you. We're going to have to do it a little differently, right? The other common issue that can happen is you might meet resistance. We're going to talk about that in a minute. You might fall a little behind, or you might tell yourself, oh my God, I don't know if I have what it takes, so maybe I should give up. And the way you're going to do it differently this time is we're going to teach you how to navigate that and see it through. So this is not a program where your participation doesn't matter. In fact, it's critical. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you get everything you need during our time together. And if you haven't got this about me by now, you know, I care about each and every single one of you. I've read your forms. I've talked to some of you at length. I know your vision, and most importantly, I believe in it. And I'm going to show up 110% every day, and I'm going to serve you as powerfully as I possibly can because I know how important that is. Sorry, it makes me emotional. I just know how important this is that you get this work into the world for you and for every single person whose life you will touch. This isn't about getting organized for you or committing because, yay, I finished the program, I get a gold star. This is about committing to something deeper, that deeper thing that called you here, that deeper thing that's bringing this vision forward through you, that's chosen you. And your job is just to show up. And this program is very, very specifically and carefully and heartfeltly, if that's a word, designed to help you get every single thing that you need. So if you follow the steps, you get the results. So trust that. Trust that you've already done the hardest part, which is to say yes. Again, because even in that top percentage of women who have power and resources and the ability to dream, the women who actually do it is even smaller. That's why who you are in this moment, what you're doing here, the work we're going to do over these next 12 weeks is life-changing. It's world-changing because I firmly believe that it's going to be conscious, empowered women who change the fate of our world. You are part of that change. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. All right. Good. Deep breath in and let it out. And I will just say, throughout this program, take what works for you. If something resonates as truth, or you get chills, or you're like, ooh, that's me, like, that's it, write it down. If something's like, okay, like, I'm kind of wanting this next thing, like, it's totally fine to just take what works and leave the rest. But I want to encourage you to at least imagine that right now I'm talking to you. That there might be something in some of these messages for you. So even though some of these things might sound like, oh, yeah, I knew that, or I've done that before, oh, I did a worksheet like this once, I've already been there, I really want to encourage you to stay open and receptive and create a little magic for yourself in this program by really seeing things differently and allowing yourself the privilege of a new perspective. Because chances are, that thing that we most don't want to do, whether it's turn off all your distractions right now and actually stop texting and actually close your emails, right? Might be the one thing that you most need to do to get the medicine, right? Or maybe if it's most hard for you, or you typically zone out when people talk about woo-woo spiritual stuff, maybe that's why you're here. And maybe if you tune out when people talk about business and marketing strategies and, oh, that's not me, or tech stuff, I can't do that. Consider that's also why you're here. So that one thing that's going to change everything is typically that one thing we don't want to do. All right, so we'll talk about that. All right, so let's talk about how to get the most out of your time and your investment in this program. All right, so just a little housekeeping, a little just make sure we're all on the same track here. This program is not fluffy. Okay. We might talk about some things that feel, you know, spiritual or heartfelt, but there's nothing in this program that isn't critical because I value your time and I value your presence. So know if I ask you to do something, it's been shown, it's been proven, it's been tested that this works and it's going to give you the shift necessary to create a really profitable, incredible business aligned with your soul purpose in 12 weeks. So I want you to really pay attention to the action steps and really give this your all, okay? So for those of you who haven't yet, make sure that you do the Jumpstart training. That's in your members area under Jumpstart training. Again, super simple, no fluff. So head over there, do their Jumpstart training, even though it might seem like a little bit like, really, this seems kind of obvious. Do not intellectualize it. The key is to put it into action, okay? I'm going to say that again. Insight without action is useless. Insight without action is useless. You can read a book, do the thing. You can come to every single call and listen. If you don't take action, it would have been a waste of time. Your action is going to be what creates your business, and it's going to be what creates your life. Okay, so jumpstart training number one. Number two, be sure to set up your one-on-one calls with me, and the link is in the members area. Be sure to share in the Facebook group who you are, where you're from, and what you're looking to get out of this. If you can share a picture of yourself also, that would be really great. I know some people already started sharing. If you can just like give us like, hey, this is who I am. We're going to get to know each other over these next 12 weeks. We want to put some names to faces. And then be sure to check the members area and the Facebook group daily, if not, you know, at least a few times a week, just to make sure that you're up to date and so that we can be there to hold you and your vision and to support you. So me and my team are going to do everything that we can to ensure your success. So all I ask is for you to do the same. Sound good? Deal? All right. So if you have any questions, again, you can put them in the chat box. You can press star 2. Looks like everybody is doing good. All right. So let's talk about setting the container for this time that we have together. Because whether you are aware of it or not, who you surround yourself with, you might even hear people say you're the combination of the five people you spend the most time with. Who you surround yourself with impacts what you get out of life, how you think about things, and what's possible for you, okay? So this group is a really powerful space for us to intentionally create some energy and some positivity and create a really high vibe supportive space for you to excel and for you to help all the women around you excel too. So here's how we're going to do that. Number one is to respect each other's confidentiality and to help develop trust. Okay? So what does that mean? That means if Amanda shares that she's struggling with something, or Olivia shares, you know, she made X amount of money this month, you don't go, you know, all over Facebook or go to your friends and say, oh my God, so-and-so did this or so-and-so did that, or Amanda's really struggling, or, you know, Sherry ate a pint of ice cream last night because she was stressed about her lunch. Like, we're not going to do that, okay, because we are going to learn to trust each other here. So kind of like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, what happens here stays here. And that allows you to feel free to really open up and to be vulnerable and to share what's really going on. You know, I've been in so many Facebook groups of business building courses where everyone's like, oh my God, I made like $100,000 in my first launch and I did this thing and that thing. And I'm sitting there like, oh, I kind of need feedback on like, you know, which headshot to use, or I'm trying to still figure out my mission and I'm struggling. And I never felt like there was a place for me in those groups. And part of that was my own belief. So if you do this, just catch yourself. This group is for you. You paid me to help you. I created this group for you. This is your group. This is your group, okay? This is your people. So it's super important that you get that, like, we need you here. We need your voice, and we need you to share. We need you to be real, and we need you to ask for support when you need support. Number two is to always look at the positive, okay? So it's so critical as an entrepreneur to really celebrate the wins, even if they're so small. Like, as soon as you figure out your soul-centered purpose, which we're going to do tonight, I want you to, like, celebrate, like, get up, dance, like, say, yeah, girl, I did that. Or, like, maybe you, you know, have a glass of seltzer. I don't know, whatever it is that makes you feel great. And just really acknowledge yourself. Okay, so if you haven't already done something to acknowledge yourself for signing up, be sure to do that. Nice job. Okay, so being positive protects the energy of the group. Okay, so we want to create this to be the most incredible group you've ever been a part of. And that comes from you. Okay, so show up for each other, take care of each other, get your arms around each other. Listen, hear what each woman here believes in, what her vision is, and hold that vision with her. This is not a place for judgment, not a place for comparison, not a place to judge me, judge my assistants, judge anybody in the program, including yourself. So if you ever hear that little bit come up of like, oh, I don't belong here, or so-and-so is like this, toss it, okay? You're here for a reason, and we need you. So let it be easy. All right. And number three is to cultivate solution-based thinking. Okay, solution-based thinking, another critical mindset switch for women who are super successful in entrepreneurship. So what does solution-based thinking look like? It means instead of focusing on the problem or excuses or being a victim, oh my God, this thing happened, that thing happened, we are going to create our own success. So as an aligned female entrepreneur, your job, if you really want to make this happen for yourself and you really want to make your vision come to life and you really want to get it, you have to be always seeing what you want, not what's not working. Okay, focus on the solution, not the problem. So for example, instead of saying, you know, I tried emailing some people like you said to do, you know, to see if they wanted to do a session with me, but, you know, no one's getting back to me, so I couldn't do the homework, and this just isn't working for me, and I don't know what to do. I just feel like it's not going to work. Feel that? Okay. So that's not going to cut it here. Solution-based thinking creates positive energy, and it helps the whole group. So how you could turn that around would be, hey, Chrissy, you know, type in the Facebook group, hey, Chrissy, I emailed 3 people and didn't hear back yet, right? Say what happened. And then you want to think about, how can I start to solve this myself? How can I start to solve this? What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? What's the next action? So, hey, Chrissy, I emailed 3 people. I didn't hear back yet, but I've made a goal of emailing 6 more people by tomorrow. Question, do you typically follow up with people when they don't respond, or do you move on to the next person? Thanks. So see how that question actually lifts up the group. I can answer that in the Facebook group, and everybody will benefit because of the way that you started to change your mindset. Okay? So I really want to challenge you to start thinking like an entrepreneur, because sooner or later, if it hasn't happened already, you're not going to have a boss to go to complain to or say, oh, this isn't working. You are the boss. You know, complaining isn't an option, right? You don't complain. You figure shit out. That's what you do as a female entrepreneur. Okay, so confidentiality, building trust, cultivating positive energy, and creating a solution-based mindset. All right? Good. You know, I just want to get real with you for a second. If you just do those things, if you just create a sense of trust and positive energy and a solution-based mindset in 12 weeks, and that's all you do, you are going to earn back 10 times your investment in this program. If you get this, you know, so if you zoned out a little bit, no problem, just come back. If you get this, that trust, positivity, and solution-based mindset and aligned action is everything. It's not ClickFunnels and Facebook ads and business cards. This is it. If you really get that, you are going to blow yourself away with what you're able to do in this world. All right, so let's take a moment to set intentions, okay? So take a moment to write down, what are your intentions? for your program? What are your intentions? What would you like to get out of these next 12 weeks? And as you think about this, it's a little different than goals. Like, I want 5 clients, right? This is actually a little different. The intention might be, my intention is to show up powerfully and create the confidence needed to reach more people. Or the goal might be to get on TV and start sharing your personality or your recipes or your tips on television. But the intention would be to use this program as a catalyst to create the clarity in your message and the confidence to see it through. And if any intentions have come up, I'd love you to put them into the chat box. And I'd love to hear from you. All right, so here's your first opportunity to really create some positivity and be part of the group, to step up. So press *2 on your phone or type in the chat 1 or 2 of your intentions for this program. So when you, just so you know, when you press *2, it's going to raise your hand. And if you're on the phone, I'm going to unmute you so we can chat. Okay, so don't leave me hanging here all by myself, wondering if you can all hear me, right? Step up, participate, press *2. Even if you don't know what your intention is, this can be an opportunity for a little bit of coaching. So Sherry says, I have chills, Chrissy. Yes. By the way, chills, such a good sign that you're on the right path. My intentions are clarity and confidence to dethrone Martha Stewart. Sorry, Martha. Yes. I love that so much. Susan's intention is to see my transformation to a confident go-getter. I really see that for you, Susan. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I want to trust that it will work and that I will make money. Yes. Good. Yeah, and so what you're, yes. There's trust, and then we're also going to give you the practical steps. That's the magic of this program. Good. And Olivia D. says that clarity and confidence also. Guys, Susan's great. We're all in this together. Around my business, right? Really aligning all pieces of it so that I can confidently put it forth. Great. Thank you. Anybody else want to share? I would love to hear from anyone who is on the phone, or maybe you're traveling, maybe you can't. But if you can, if you're on the phone and you want to share and you haven't, just press *2. All right, great. Thank you so much. This is a 919 number from North Carolina. Hello?
Hi, it's Jocelyn.
Jocelyn! Hi, Jocelyn. Good to hear your voice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What's one of your intentions for?
I think one of the things I'm really looking forward to, hopefully by the end, is getting comfortable with the uncomfortable parts of promoting a business, which is an area I kind of feared and stayed away from. So I think conquering those fears and kind of getting, it's okay to feel uncomfortable with some things, and just getting more comfortable with that feeling.
Yeah. So comfort in the discomfort. Yeah.
And then
can you hear me, Jocelyn?
Kind of, yeah, sorry. It's kind of in and out, and it took me like 3 tries to raise my hand, so I'm not sure if I'm just have a bad connection or something.
Oh, gotcha. Thanks.
But I think also to echo one of the previous comments is definitely the clarity. I think there's been, I feel like I've been in a cloud of to-dos, and I'd kind of like to get on a line of to-dos. And so kind of really streamline and clarity, which will hopefully translate into kind of feeling like there's enough time to do everything, which it feels overwhelming right now.
Got it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm sure there's so many other women on this call that are feeling the same thing right now. So thank you for articulating that. And that's exactly what we're going to help you do. And I love how you said take it from a cloud and make it into a straight line. Because you're right, overwhelm can be natural at times, but if you know you're going in the right direction, it doesn't feel never ending, right? You can use that energy and for action. Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'm going to put you back on mute. All right. Thanks, Jocelyn. All right. So, guys, I'm kind of getting used to this system as well. So we are all in this together. Sometimes we do new things, but it is okay. All right. So now we have some of your intentions for the program. And I think what you're starting to realize is this goes kind of hand in hand with resistance. Okay. So now I want to talk about resistance. You know, resistance is something that will show up as you go through this program and as you move closer and closer and closer to doing your work in the world. Okay, so resistance can show up in a variety of ways and flavors, but we want to get really savvy with identifying it because these are typically those things that are going to hold you back or slow you down and crush your earning potential. Okay. So I want you to write down some of the things that you know that you do that hold you back. So one for Jocelyn, and I'm sure everybody can relate to this, but, you know, sometimes resistance is it all has to feel comfortable for me to move forward, right? And I really want to be clear on that. Because you hear a lot of people out there saying, like, just follow your heart and, like, do your thing and that'll be so easy and wonderful. And the truth is, it's not always easy, or it doesn't have to be hard, but it's not always this like, super clear, exciting thing. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to move toward your truth. Sometimes it's intense, but it doesn't have to be hard. Okay. So go ahead and write down what shows up for you for resistance. And if you're feeling a little stuck, one exercise that can be really powerful is to think about when you signed up for this program, right? So there you were, you're about to sign up and make this big investment. Chances are your resistance showed up then. And it was probably this little voice. It was kind of like, really, is this going to work? Can I trust this person? I can just figure this out. It's too much money. I should save my money. I don't have enough money, right? So typically the one thing that keeps us back from taking a big step forward, like this program is, the one thing that holds us back from doing it is typically the thing that holds us back in every other area of our life. So for me, I know my resistance, my flavor, you know, my special resistance was perfection, and I have to do this all myself. So I remember very vividly going into what would later become a life-changing training for myself that I invested in kind of against my will. My friend told me to do it, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't want to do it. Because I told myself I didn't like the branding, I didn't like the colors, I didn't like the wallpaper, I thought the lady presenting was really weird, and I didn't want to do it because I thought things had to look perfect to be of value. Can you see that? And then the other thing that held me back personally was I have to do it all myself. So anytime I was about to sign up for a program, or press pay or commit, I would say, I can figure this out. No, I can figure this out. I bet she's doing it like this, and that module is probably about this. So I can just kind of piece it together, and I can figure it out, which sounds like so cool in your head until you realize it's taking down your life. Because the truth is, when I got really real with myself, that perfectionism was the one thing that was taking down my business. And that I have to do it all myself was the biggest block for me to move forward and to grow. Okay, so typically our resistance is the thing that's holding us back from the glory. Okay, so in a moment, I would love for you to share your resistances. So let's just air our stuff, put it out there. I don't commit. I tell myself I'm not good enough and everybody else is better than me. I tell myself I have to do it perfectly or I have to do it all myself. Resistance can come up in comparing. I'm always comparing myself to other people or my brother or my sister or my parents, and I think it should look like this, and then I'm not doing something that looks like this, so then I feel like I'm a failure and I never do it. Or resistance can look like, you know, I have to really, really look at all my colors and all my branding and figure out my business plan and do all the stuff before I can start helping people. And I work on my computer. And I try, but yet nothing's happening. The needle isn't moving forward. And sometimes it's avoidance. Maybe you drop out of programs halfway through. Maybe you tell yourself if you get one little tiny step behind or it doesn't look perfect, that it's not worth doing. And sometimes it's indecision. Drowning in ideas and staying stuck there. I get so confused on what to do, I don't know how to move forward. And you tell yourself you need to be clear in order to get started. All right, so drop it in the chat. Let me see your star twos. Raise your hand if you're on the phone. I'd love to hear. All right. Oh, so great. Amy says she's intending to continue to step into her power and being effective and making a huge impact on this world. Fabulous. Love that. Olivia, I trust myself to inspire others and make it super clear on my vision. Amanda wants to align the various aspects of her work and to be more intentional and structured. Not letting chronic illness stop my productivity, which has been a real challenge. Ooh, now here's some resistance. Yeah, if my knowledge isn't super scientific and easily approachable to my readers, then I'll be over their heads and I'll feel like I'm not doing justice to the science. Mm-hmm. You guys will definitely see this one come up. I don't know enough and people are going to think I'm a fraud. I don't have enough training. Maybe you care so much. Maybe you're a yoga teacher. Who cares so much about the teachings that you're so overwhelmed that you don't want to share anything because you're afraid that, like, you won't be able to do it justice, right? Jocelyn said, fear of losing myself in the work and not being present for myself or my loved ones throughout the process. Right. So sometimes our resistance is saying we can't be successful and be present. That in order to be successful, we have to work super hard. And therefore, we won't have fun in our lives. So this is so important that we clear this up because that's just not true. That's resistance. Amy says, well, all my contributions to holistic nutrition, my blog posts, social media posts, videos, be lost in a sea of other stuff. Yeah, super saturated on the internet. Is everything I do just going to be lost? And you could see how that would hold you back, right? Why does this even matter? Certainly a form of resistance. It's fine. Ooh, Susan, I love that one. I can make do with this. You know, I can do this job more, but I'm tired of fine. I want big. I want the vision. Yes, Susan. All right. You can feel it, right? You're already moving past that resistance. Nice work. Good. Fear of confrontation as I inspire others. Sure. Fear of failure. Having to run back to my parents when I realize that I've finally given all my energy to something that I just can't make work. Really, really feel that. Olivia, I know I had that when I started out. And I'm sure a lot of people and women on this call have that too. What if I do it and I fail? What if my partner helped me invest in this program and I don't actually make it happen? What if I'm embarrassed? What if I'm a failure, right? Oh, right? You can really feel that. It feels so real. It feels so true. But in fact, it is resistance. Because the truth is, and everybody wants you to hear this, that you trying for something, you making an effort to go out there and do something meaningful in the world, no matter how small, is never a failure. What if it was a greater failure to leave this earth knowing you never did what you could? Good. All right, I'm going to move on, but all of these are so good. You guys are doing great. Yes. Overwhelm. And I don't know why your name showed up as Overwhelm in the chat. I'm guessing when you typed it into the chat box, it took some of your sentence and not your name, but I know who you are, but how funny. And you are no longer overwhelmed. Not after today's call. Okay. Great work sharing your resistances, okay? I know you guys can start to see this in yourself and in others, right? And sometimes you seem so real, but all this comes down to is fear. It's just fear, right? None of this is ultimately true. So you can always just check in. Is this ultimately true that, that even though I'm highly skilled and experienced, if my readers are sick, they'll see my words as gospel, and then they won't listen to their doctors. Is that ultimately true, right? No, that's not ultimately true, right? So what happens is we get so caught up in the resistance, we get so caught up in why this won't work, that we don't see the possibilities. And that's why resistance is so important to clear out, right, Livy? Because if you're focused on that, you're going to stay stuck and you're not going to write your blog. You're not going to get your work into the world. But if you start to see that as resistance, oh, that's just my fear. What would I actually need to be able to put in place? Get it? Solutions-based thinking. How could you apply solutions-based thinking to that problem? All of a sudden, it becomes super quick and super easy. It's like, oh, I put a disclaimer on my website. Oh, every time I write something that's a little, you know, on the medical edge, I say this does not replace the support of your team. This is my own perspective. And then you just share. All of a sudden, this fear that literally would have kept you stuck for maybe years, and chances are already has, if you hadn't uncovered this resistance, it would come up and you'd stop. And that's what we don't want you to do. Instead, shift it to the solution. Say, oh, I just do that. I just make that one little switch, and then I get to move forward. Okay, so that is the good news. All of this, all this fear, this stuff, this resistance that kills countless dreams and is probably the reason why our planet looks the way that it does, because resistance tries to scare us into staying small. You're not going to do that anymore. You know, Einstein says, it's not going to be the evil people that change, or sorry, it is not going to be the evil doers that end the world, right, that ruin the world. It's going to be the good people who stand by and watch it happen. If you go on autopilot with your mind and you move toward truth, that shadowy side, that resistance will always show its ugly head. So expect it. It's like, oh, there it is. When I was about to get on this call with you guys, I was like, oh my God, I'm nervous, I'm sweating. In the old days, I would have been like, oh my God, this is a sign. I'm not meant for this. I'm not meant to do this work. But that is some bullshit, because I've seen the lives of the women who I've worked with, and I know the value of my work. And that comes from a commitment to showing up even when I'm shaky and even when I'm sweating and even when things don't go perfectly, because in my humanity, I can still serve. I can be nervous and still get you exactly what you need. You can have these doubts and these fears and still crush it in your business. In fact, the ones who succeed, that's exactly what they're doing. Hear this. It is not that successful women entrepreneurs don't feel fear. It's not that they don't feel afraid. The difference is that they feel the fear they feel the resistance and they do it anyway. That is what we're asking of you in this work. That is what we're here to do. Okay? All right. Take a deep breath in and out. You are doing great. Okay? So one powerful reframe for resistance is not who am I to do this? Or like this isn't working, but who am I not to do this? This is the calling of my heart. And when you're in alignment, in other words, when you're doing that thing that's being called of you, so much more can happen for you than you ever imagined possible. Okay? So the first step, again, just to recap what you've already learned so far, and this is really valuable stuff, and some of it's going to sink in, some of it you might have to listen again, and that's okay, but you are going to get exactly what you need. But the first step is really to see what it is that you want. The second step is to clear out any limiting beliefs. And the third step is to take inspired, aligned action. Okay? All right. So let's start. I think we should just dive right in. I think you guys are getting this. If you have any questions, go ahead and put it in the chat or press star 2. And before we do, I'm just going to share a quick little story about how this works, because this program is really unique in that these concepts you're learning are fundamental, okay? They can be applied whether you already have a business or you're just starting out, whether you want to grow and scale or you want to create more aligned messaging. This three-part process, if you apply it to any area of your life, is going to create dramatic change. And you might notice that as you become more willing to commit to your vision, other areas of your life will start to change in response to that clarity and commitment. So let me repeat that again. The universe responds to clarity and commitment. And oftentimes, when we're going unconscious, and we're just doing life as we usually do, we're not identifying resistance and we're not setting goals. Here's what happens. We unconsciously commit to the thing we don't want. We unconsciously decide that we only get to have less than what we deserve. So most people on autopilot are actually committed to living an unconscious life. They've put down other people doing great work in the world. They see other women working out and looking really hot and they say, oh, she must be vain, right? And when we do that, when we put down other people who have what we want, or we tell ourselves, I could never have that, whether in our thoughts or in our heart or in our words, we are unconsciously creating that reality for ourselves. So this is the essence of manifestation. And I'm not going to get too far into that right now because we're going to go like nitty gritty into building your business. But the truth is, if you aren't clear and you don't have direction and you don't have goals, you get to have a life that just kind of happens. And for most people, that can feel like going with the flow, but eventually it feels like feeling lost and confused. And I know a lot of you on the call today are here because you've done that for a long time. You did the thing that was expected of you. Or you went with the flow for so many years. Now you're like, shit, like I don't really have an income, or I don't know how I'm going to pay for my kids to go to college, or I don't know if I really making use of that degree or those trainings that I've done. You know, when we just kind of go with the flow, typically it's not as fulfilling as we think. Okay. However, going with the flow of life, like aligning yourself to that current of life that wants to move through you, so listening to your heart, taking action, aligning your thoughts and your energy and your words with that commitment and saying, this is what I'm going to do, and committing to that, the universe responds to that. And it's going to bring you exactly what you want. Okay? So alignment is so critical in your business because it's going to allow you to make more money. It's going to allow you to reach more people, and it's going to allow you to create the confidence to really step out and into the world as who you want to be. You get to create your life, okay? Versus, oh, this won't work, da-da-da, all that. You're creating that in your life as well, okay? So if you're going to create your life and your thoughts create your reality, you might as well choose incredible, empowering thoughts. And the good news is you have control over that. Okay, quick story. So I told myself that, because remember, my things are perfectionism and I have to do it all myself. I told myself I'll never be able to have a relationship that I want, right? You got to sacrifice and whatever, all that stuff. And for those of you who don't know, I went through a divorce a few years ago that really rattled me to the bone. That really shook my confidence, and I know what it feels like to not believe in yourself and want to put yourself out there in the world because you don't trust you're good enough or worthy. And I could hear myself saying that I'll never find love again. I'll never get to experience that. Maybe I won't be able to have children because I'm only, you know, in my 30s, and what happens if I, you know, don't find somebody? What if I lose out on that? And I caught those thoughts. And I changed them. I said, I deserve somebody like this, 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 and this. I got super clear in my vision. I removed all the things that were getting in the way of me receiving a man who wanted to take incredible care of me. I removed all those thoughts that I have to do it all myself in my relationship. And I became somebody who was ready to receive. When I did that, the perfect man entered my life. And now we're in love. And it's like, amazing. For those of you who knew me a few years ago, like in the despair, you'd be like, oh my God, how could she ever move through this? And it's just amazing how the universe responded when I decided. And then I started my business. I started my nutrition work, and I just decided I'm just going to change my life and inspire people through it. I literally just decided. No credentials, no reasoning. I just decided. I had to, because I wanted to help others. And as I did, the universe responded to me. But then something happened. After the divorce, I didn't want to do nutrition work anymore. It just didn't, I was like, I was into it, but weight loss, just looking at, you know, calories and foods, it lost all its luster for me. So sometimes your purpose changes, right? So all of a sudden I realized I really want to help women with their businesses. I love this so much. And this little Earth inside kept saying, help women in business, help women in business. So even as an entrepreneur, you're going to have this where, like, you start a business, but then maybe it's time to change. And I was saying all those things, like, you know, all those questions. I know some of you on the call have this question, like, oh my God, I put all this investment into this degree or this career. What if I change it? What will happen? Yada, yada, yada. So I decided I don't have to choose. I get both. I literally just decided I want to be able to help women change their bodies and change their business. Immediately when I made that decision, my practice filled. See how that commitment and that clarity helps create magic, okay? And we're going to do that for you in just a moment, help you get super clear and also make a deep commitment to yourself. And then after having this man and having this business, I decided I want a farm on Kauai, because I'm getting really savvy with this stuff. I'm like, shit, I decide and this happens. So I said, I want to have a farm on Kauai. And, of course, resistance comes up. You'll never be able to afford that. Because I'm savvy with resistance, which you're going to learn to do, I said, I see you. I get to have whatever I want. I get to have an amazing farm, and the money is going to come. And in fact, I'm going to make a down payment this year. I'm going to save enough money for a down payment. And it's going to be easy, and it's going to be fun. As soon as I said that, the next 30 days, I made more than I had in the past 6 months of my business. I took aligned action. I did the steps that you're going to learn in the Aligned Female Entrepreneur. In just this month alone, I made enough for a down payment on my farm on Kauai. I'm not sharing this to be like, wow, look at me. But, like, I didn't think that was possible. If you asked me, like, even last month, like, you're going to be able to do this amazing work and combine all your passions, and this is going to happen. And then magic happens. My boyfriend literally texted me a picture of a farm. I didn't even tell him. He lives on the other side of the world. Texts me a picture of a farm in Kauai. He says, can we build this together? And my jaw drops. It's like I start bawling my eyes out. It's like, oh, my God, what is this life that I get to live? Whereas just a few years ago, and some of you may have even known me then, I was 50 pounds overweight and battling depression and anxiety. I had no idea what I wanted to do in my life. I spent most days on the couch with a bottle of wine and Netflix because I was working so hard in my business. I was afraid to leave my status. I was afraid to leave my job. I was afraid to leave Vermont. I was afraid to do everything. So this is the magic that comes when you decide. And for those of you who have family, who you're like, oh my God, my family might be disown me if I do this and I fail. Or what if my parents helped me with my education and now I do this work and all of a sudden I don't make them proud? I want to share with you that when I made that commitment to having the farm on Kauai and taking a stand for what I want to create in the world, my dad called me this week. And so Chrissy, I read your email, your marketing email, right? Like my email to the list. I had no idea what you were doing. It's like, I'm so inspired. I just came back from this conference and I had this vision of working with children and helping them create, get access to clean water. It's like I've built all these things in my life, but I don't feel fulfilled. And I realized if I can raise this money, I can help 10,000 people each year have access to water, and that will save 2,000 children's lives. And I'm crying. He's crying. And I said, Dad, I have a vision too. I want to build a farm. And he's like, let's make it happen. This is the same dad who I convinced myself wouldn't be proud of me if I didn't stay in marketing, who would disown me if I did work other than what seemed practical. And now I'm living in Kauai, and I'm crying on the phone with my dad, and we're building our dreams together. He gave me my life. And his sacrifice helped build my life. But now I get to give him his life. I get to share with him and show him and model what fulfillment looks like. And this is what you're going to do for your family, and this is what you're going to do for your community, and this is what you're going to do in the world. And it begins right now. Okay, let's get to work. So now we want you to get clear on your big vision, all right? So take out pen and paper, grab a glass of water. We're going to dive deeper. I'm going to stop talking. And we're really going to help you start to create this magic in your own life. All right. So get more clear on your big vision. How do we do that? So I want you to ask yourself, what is it that I value? Okay. And just to preface this, going through these next questions or what we're going to do on this call is going to help you get clear on your work. For those of you who don't know what business you're doing, this is going to help you figure that out. And for those of you already in business, I want you to just take this insight and what's coming through for you in the call and apply it to help bring this even further. Okay. What do you value is the first question. Next, what do you want to take a stand for? Right? So what do I want to take a stand for? And it's okay if you're feeling a little stuck or you're put on the spot. These are big questions. And just trust to, it can be easy just to let whatever comes through, wants to come through, to come through. And after our call, you can dive deeper into these questions. But for now, I just want to get have you write them down and then just start jotting down a couple pieces that are coming through for you. What do I want to take a stand for? What breaks your heart in this world? And we have a question, so I'm going to unmute. 802 number that ends in 5599. If you have a question, do you have a question? Burlington, Vermont, last four digits, 5599. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Megan.
Hey, Megan. How you doing?
Hey, I had put my hand up a while ago, so it must just be coming through now.
Okay, yeah, it looks like there's a little bit of a delay, so I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Do you have any questions, or do you feel like it's gotten answered?
No, I was just contributing to, but it was similar to what a lot of other women said, just about our fears with resistance.
Yeah. Great. And what was yours, if you don't mind me asking?
For mine, it's that if things aren't perfect, similar to what you were saying,
right.
You know, why do it if it's not going to be perfect, unless it's
right.
going to be perfect?
Yeah.
Or feeling embarrassed that I might need extra knowledge to do the skill that I want to do.
Got it. Yeah, thank you. And I know so many women identify with that. As you're starting to craft your bigger vision, what are you noticing that you might want to take a stand for instead of for the world, right? This is the world that we're thinking about here. So do you want for the world, for everyone to have to be perfect? For
no.
To be worthwhile? Or is there something you'd like to take a stand for instead?
Yeah, these are great. Writing down.
Yeah. Well, here's a moment, right, to step out of that perfectionism. And this is a real opportunity for you to not even think about it, but just intuitively, what's one thing that you sense that might be worthwhile that's not doing it all perfectly? what might you want to take a stand for that you would love to see all women do that's not be perfect in order to put themselves out there?
Just to value ourselves for the good things that we do. Just because something's not perfect doesn't mean that it's that you're not still benefiting. Or, you know, I as a mother, I know, like, there's always things that it's like, oh, I should have been, you know, you know, spoke kinder, or, but it's like that beating yourself up type of thinking doesn't help anything. Just, to me, that's just what came to my mind.
So perhaps part of your global vision is to help create a world where people feel really safe to express themselves creatively, and perhaps you might begin to value beauty and expression in all its forms without it having to look a certain way, but maybe it feels a certain way, something like that. Does that start to resonate or start to open up some pieces that you could see a part of your impact on the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe start to think about what might be possible for yourself or your children and the people around you if you no longer had to be perfect. Okay, so I'm going to let you sit with that one. That sounds like a good one to sit with. Sound good?
Yep.
All right, great. Thanks, Megan. All right, next question. What breaks your heart in the world? What breaks your heart? In other words, if there was a place where you could really affect change, something you really cared about, what might that be? Again, just let this flow. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just kind of just let things come out. It might surprise you even. So next question is, what are you passionate about? And if anyone has that little perfectionistic thing being like, wait, oh my God, am I doing this right? Maybe she's going too fast, or, you know, don't worry, because I'm going to have all this available for you in the members area. Just trust that you can just be spontaneous. Okay, so what are you passionate about? So thinking globally, thinking for the world, if there was a message or a truth that you feel so strongly about that you could just shout it from the rooftops, what would it be? What is the change that you want to see in the world? Great. And so again, I'm going to have you go back to this in your time, but just want to get you started here. When we finish our call, I want you to go back to this and draft your global vision statement. Your global vision statement. So your global vision statement is a statement about your vision for the world. Okay? So I want you to draw a box on your piece of paper, about paragraph size, enough to fit 1 to 3 sentences or 1 to 5 sentences. And you're going to draft your global vision statement in this box, okay? So an example would be, my vision is to have everyone on the planet feel great about their bodies and their physical appearance so that they can move forward with confidence and ease. Or my vision for the world is a world where animals are no longer needed for food production, where the majority of people are eating a plant-based diet and feeling more happy, less angry or agitated, more connected to food and their land than ever before, so that both people, planet, and animals benefit. Right? So something that's going to combine all of your questions, what's been coming through here, into one global vision statement. Amanda had a question. What was the question between what breaks your heart in the world and what is the change you want to see in the world? What breaks your heart in the world? Then what are you passionate about? And if there is a message or truth that you feel so strongly about that you could shout it from the rooftop? Those are the two questions you missed. What are you passionate about? And if there is a truth you want to scream from the rooftops, what would it be? Okay. So these statements, like your global vision statement, it'll take a little bit of time, right, to kind of flesh that out. Not weeks, not hours. So I want you to just take a little quick first draft here. Don't make it perfect. Just make it feel like something you would like to see. Okay? And then we're going to move on to the second piece, which is where we clarify your gifts. And these can be tricky sometimes because we often don't see our gifts because they're just natural. It's just the way we kind of have been. Like maybe you've always been artistic, or you've always been a great cook, or you've always just been a good listener. You've always been really great at seeing things from different perspectives, okay? But I want to challenge you here, and I'll give you a little homework to take this further. But I want to challenge you to start to acknowledge your gifts. Okay, so first question is, what are you naturally good at? And just jot down, you know, 1 to 3 things that come up. Trust that the first things that come are typically the ones that you need to look at or that are most important. Okay. What do you love to do in your work? So maybe right now you are a doula and a photographer and some other things on the side, but you really love connecting with people, or you really love being at births, or you just love speaking in front of groups. And what's great is this is different for all of us, right? We all have different gifts, and that's the beauty, and this is why this can be so important for building your soul-centered business. Next question is, what do you love to do outside of work? Again, just jot down 1 to 3 things. You'll come back to this later for your action step for this week, okay? Next are, what are your strengths or skills that you've developed over time? Maybe you learned meditation when you were studying abroad, or you've learned how to be really, really good at time management, or you've been able to cultivate some wisdom around nutrition. What life-changing experiences or struggles have you had to overcome? Maybe you've traveled the world and you've gotten to experience different people's perspectives and ways of doing things, or maybe you struggled with your weight and you were able to move through that, or maybe you've learned what it takes to create the discipline to go through law school. Maybe you've had to raise a child on your own. And as you reflect on these, what are some of the hard-earned lessons that you got from these challenges? These typically are purpose. That thing we're called to do that would be in alignment, that spirit wants of us, that thing that when we do it, all matters of circumstance open up and we're able to get what we want and create our life. Oftentimes, it's in the area of things that we've struggled with or things that we've naturally been given, our natural gifts. So that's why this is really important. So for your homework in the members area, I'm going to give you even more questions to start thinking about this week, okay? But for now, just start to notice the theme that's developing. And I want you to draw a square. And this one is for your personal power statement. Your personal power statement, okay? So my personal power statement is, it's how you articulate and how you specifically contribute to your global vision using your unique strengths. Your personal power statement articulates how you contribute to your global mission using your gifts. Okay, so my personal power statement is, I combine my unique skills of visioning, creativity, intuition, and connection with my superpowers of strategic thinking, business and marketing savvy, and the ability to break things down step by step to help ambitious, creative, heart-centered women create more freedom in their body, mind, and business so they can free up their time, energy, and resources to create a meaningful impact on the world. Honestly, probably a little lengthy, but I think yours might be something along those lines of, I combine my skills of cooking and travel and my discipline of figuring things out and doing the research on things to create a really well-known and helpful blog that connects people who want to eat healthier, and in turn creates community and positive change on the planet and in people's health and in their life. Okay, so see how it connects your skills with the thing that you want to create a change in the world. And there's a chance, right, very high probability actually, that this might not be super clear yet. And that's what your homework is going to be this week, is getting this really clear. This is your one big thing you're working on this week, so it's not meant to come really quickly. You're just going to start to see some of these themes. And because children in Africa who don't have water might be something that breaks your heart in this world, it might not necessarily be the thing that you create your business about, right? So we're going to get more and more clear about how you're going to step into your work using these components in just a moment. Okay. The next piece is to get clear on your ideal client or target market. So now that you know why you're here and how you can uniquely contribute to this global vision with your unique skills, we want to identify who your target client or market is. And if anything comes up that's like, okay, this seems like fluffy, or I already have a business, how's this going to help me make more money? I just want you to really pause and let yourself take this in, because the thing that you're best at, if you do that more often in your work and you find the people who want to pay you for that thing, you have struck business gold. You're energized, you're confident, you can share it, you can do it quickly, you can do it effectively, you love it. It brings you energy instead of drains you, which is going to allow you to charge higher prices, because the people who want what you have that you're naturally good at are going to be psyched to work with you, okay? So this is where we start to kind of edge in on what is that magic formula for you. Okay, so getting clear on your ideal client, and we won't have time today to go through all of these, but again, I'm going to put this in a Word document for you in the members area to go deeper. So things to think about is, what type of person or group could benefit most by my unique skills and abilities? Well, I love business and spirituality. I have a ton of training in it, and I'm really good at breaking things down step by step. So when I created a product called the Aligned Female Entrepreneur, which actually helps women who need things broken down step by step, who want to have a deeper connection to spirit and to themselves, it was a no-brainer. That's why my bank account shot up so quickly. And I've had more fun building this program than anything I've done in the past months. Like, it's just, it gets to be enjoyable. Okay. Who needs what you have? What gets this person or group excited? What do they hope for? And then what other common characteristics do they have? So maybe the people who need what you have are 40-year-old women who are about to change their career and they're not sure what direction to go in. Or maybe your people who most have what you need are women who have felt really shortchanged by the wellness industry and feel conflicted on what to do, because they want to love their bodies and they want to resonate with self-love movements, but they also want a physical change. Right? So if those are your medicine is helping people combine those two, then your people are the ones who are looking for that. Great. Okay. So this one might be a little bit challenging, especially if you haven't started working with clients yet. But that resistance that you feel like, ooh, I don't know, it's just resistance. Remember, clarity comes through action. That is a writer downer. Clarity comes through action. All right? So this week, you're going to work on these questions a little bit deeper. You're going to get clear on your ideal client. Okay? So you want to draw a little box on your piece of paper and say, my ideal client. You can create a sentence that really describes that person. So my ideal client or target market are women from age 25 to 35 who are really smart, have a lot of resources, but they're not sure why they're gaining weight. And they want somebody who can help them figure that out in a way that also feels spiritually aligned and deeply connected to all other aspects of their life. So they don't feel like they're on a diet. They're able to create more freedom and impact in their world. Okay? All right. So this week you have some homework. And again, you can write this down if you want to start. I'm also going to have this in the members area for you later on this evening. So number one is to reach out to 5 or 10 past colleagues, friends, or family members. So people who know you well, and I'm going to have you ask them about your strengths. So I'll even give you a little template for an email, or you can just shoot off some emails right now if you want, but who are you when you're at your best? And you can even say, hey, I'm doing this program, or I'm doing this business development program. I'd love to ask you for some feedback. Where do you see me at my best? What do you see are my top strengths? Okay, so that's going to help you with the first part of your homework, which is really to understand second part, understand your gifts. Okay, the second thing you're going to do is start to collect information about your unique talents and skills. So you're going to, well, this is kind of part of the first part. Let me start that over again. Okay, so step one is you're going to reach out to 5 or 10 past colleagues, friends, or family, and ask them, what are your strengths? What are you doing when they see you at your best? Then you're going to start looking at your own unique skills and talents and gifts and what you love to do. And notice what things bring you energy and what things drain your energy. What do you naturally love and what things do you naturally not love? Okay? So these can be things about your current business that we can use to create your next programs and offerings. If you don't have a business yet, this is just looking at things in your life and your passions and your previous work experience. Next, you're going to interview 1 to 3 people who you think might be an ideal client. Okay? So this is not go out and say, hey, do you want to work with me? But just have a really heartfelt conversation with people that you already know, who you have a sense, if you applied your gifts to what they have going on, that you would be able to serve them. So maybe you're an artist and you know a few people who are looking to put some new art on the walls in their home. So you might talk with them and say, hey, I'm looking into creating a website and an Etsy shop for my art. I'm curious, you know, what do you think about when you think about what to put on your wall? Where do you shop for your products? Do you go to Marshall's or do you look at galleries or have you ever shopped from a local artist? You know, what is it that you would look for? What would be super amazing? What would be like your dream solution to the fact that you don't have these art on the art on your wall? So it doesn't have to be this crazy dramatic thing. It's just really heartfelt conversation. Like, hey, I'm starting this holistic nutrition business and I'm really looking to learn from women what they most struggle with. Would you be willing to talk with me a little bit and just share some of your insight? And I just really want to listen and support you. Okay? And then just ask them, you know, what do you struggle with? What's worked for you? What's your dream? And I'll give you some questions to start working through for this. Okay? And lastly, you're going to do a little bit more soul searching on what change you want to see in the world. Okay? And it's okay if this is super easy and it comes through super quickly, and it's okay if it doesn't. Remember, clarity comes through action. So if this were not about you, but about how you serve, right, what would you do? If you didn't have to fear or worry about money or what your parents would think, what would you want to do for this world? How would you want to serve? How would you want to make your impact? What would you want to support? Okay. And then where we're going with all this is finding your sweet spot. Okay. So this week, I want you to start looking at these key areas and where they overlap. Your sweet spot is where you're going to have the most energy and most fun making the most money. This is where we want you to be. Okay. So what do you love to do that your people would love to buy or engage with that also serves your global vision? Okay. So for example, if your strengths are listening, breaking things into steps, cooking amazing meals, connection to spirituality, and you want to live in a world where women don't hate their bodies and that your women want to lose weight and they want to do it through healthy eating, not because they're on a diet, but because they want to fuel themselves to make a positive change in the world, then you've struck business gold because you're going to help change the world and you're going to get paid at the same time. Can you see how that works? Okay. So if you're a massage therapist who's deeply intuitive and your gifts are just giving amazing massage and advice and insight, and you also love watercoloring, and you want to live in a world where people feel loved and held and stress-free, and your vision for the world is for everyone to feel nurtured and rejuvenated so they can be more present with the people they love, and they want to feel acknowledged and seen, then your sweet spot might be giving massage coupled with a drop-in session where you do some deep listening. And then after the massage, you send a hand-painted card inspired by the session as a thank you gift. Okay? So, again, this is going to take finessing. This won't be, like, totally simple in the first shot, but trust that 80% there is enough to get started. All right? So take a deep breath. In and out, you are doing so great. As soon as we end the call, if you can, take a little bit more action on these questions. And I'll put some more worksheets and content into your members area so that you can work on it this week, as well as clearly outline your action steps so you know exactly where to focus. So our goal for this week is to help you really get clear on your vision for the world, your gifts, and who you want to serve and how those overlap to create your sweet spot, the place where you can start to build your business from and this essence that you can bring into everything that you do that's going to start to help us inform your message and your marketing and your programs so that when you do put it out into the world, you're not only doing what you love, but you're doing what people love to buy from you, what people love to engage with. And that way you're making both an income and an impact using your gifts. Amazing, right? So this is not rocket science. Do the steps, get the insights, report back, and I'll be in the Facebook group supporting you all week. If you have questions, tag me. And I will just open up a couple minutes if anybody has any questions or anything is unclear from today's call, please put them in the chat. So Susan asks, are these questions in the member area? They're not in the member area currently, but I will get those in there for you tonight. So you'll have them tomorrow to continue your work on this. And in the future, I will make an effort to get these worksheets and the information in ahead of time. But my goal for you is really to not get overwhelmed, to just start taking action and then building on it between our sessions. So that is why. Okay, so star two, I'd also love to hear just your insight or aha that you're taking from today's call. Okay, so just let it settle in. Take a moment just to reflect and type in the chat or star two to raise your hand. What was most helpful for you today or what are you taking from today's call? Right, so star two. We're entering into the chat. What are you taking from today's call? Susan said, visioning the sweet spot so I can get going. Yes. Olivia says the importance of a clear vision, a clear audience, and structure in order to create the business that's going to make me money and also keep me inspired. Yes. Woo. All right. Anybody else, go ahead and enter star two. And apologies if you are on your phone right now and there was a little funkiness with that. I apologize. I'll look into that between now and next call. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Acknowledge yourself for doing such great work, being here and committing to this action that you're going to take this week. And I will talk to you next Thursday. See you in the Facebook group. Bye.